boots of leather. Whiplash, girl child in the dark. Seven, your servant comes in bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
All right, hey, this is Matt C. I'm here with a guest tonight, Zia Zia Chavez.
Zia McChavez.
You knew I was going to do that.
Hi, guys.
And, Zia's birthday week today, or this week.
Party time.
Zia is from the Portland band Untuck, which we'll hear soon. This is Lace Punch Punk. Thanks, DJ Wednesday, keeping the studio here in order.
Hell yeah.
KXRY Portland.
One, two, three, four!
You don't want to share with anyone else. You're kind of a money, you're kind of the wealth. You're kind of the buildings and the factories. You're kind of the power, kind of stand on the knees. You want to play a game of cat and mouse with the president in the White House. This is a hungry world. There are mouths of faith. There are millionaires with more than they need.
That was Ramones to start off. I'm still a rookie at this. This is Matt C. here with Zia Chavez.
Hey!
So how's your birthday week been,
Zia? Oh, it's been fabulous. I got married yesterday. Oh, it was great, yeah.
We partied a bit last night at Ming Lounge.
Oh, I love that place. It's my home away from home.
That's kind of where I hang out with you most often.
Yeah, totally, yeah. We always end up in that part of town for some reason. I don't know what it is, yeah.
Ming Lounge is fun.
It is. It's so fun. I love it. Heather and Michael have really fostered a very creative, weirdo environment that I really fit into. Yeah. And you too. Come on down, everyone.
Yeah, come down Sunday nights to Ming Lounge and hang out with us. It's fun karaoke there. So I'm just waking up, Zia.
It's okay. I've had a few drinks, so I'm right there with you.
Oh, good. I probably feel a little bit like that. I'm drinking later. You know I love to do that.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Okay, Zia, so now you're in a new band, or you've created a new band, right? Untuck?
Yeah, I've been working on some new songs the past year. Slowly going to start putting a band together soon. I just kind of taking my time. It's kind of nice being in a break from a band for a second. I'm like, just enjoying life and like, oh.
Have you sung in bands before?
A couple times, yeah. Usually it was more screaming, you know, type vocals, but I've been trying to work on my, you know.
So this is more of a...
verbals.
Would you say industrial or electronic or what?
I'm going for like a dancey goth. I don't hate to say gothy, but like death rocky. I don't know, just doing what I do, but with the simpler drums and bass derived and noisy guitar. And
oh, so you played a guitar and bass on the tracks, right?
I did, yeah, yeah.
Is Max gonna be involved?
No. It's just I don't know who I'm gonna get on drums. Max is amazing.
You're still buds, right?
I'm not really in contact with them since I left, but like they're I'm grateful for them getting me back into playing guitar because I wasn't playing for a bit there. So.
And now she's talking about being in Vueltas, right?
Yeah, that band, yeah. We've gone separate ways, but they're kicking ass, and I'm trying to get back out there in a bit. Yeah.
You've been taking a break?
Yeah. I had some health issues the last year. And that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of slowly taking my time with putting the band back together. Just trying to wait, make sure I'm 100% back, because I had to cancel a few shows the past year, and I don't want to have to do that again. So I'm
going
to wait till my health's all back. And then, so in the meantime, I've just been recording these songs at home and writing and stuff. And yeah.
Well, let's listen to Nobody's Doll from the new Untuck EP, right?
Yeah.
Have you been shopping it around?
No, I just put it out, because I recorded it about a year ago, and I just barely put it out myself, just like Bandcamp, you know? But there's another one coming out soon, Drama Queen.
Oh, you record, you don't use Andrew, you record everything by yourself at home?
Yeah, I have a 10-track Boss recorder that's like 20 years old, and I've just been recording all the tracks on there and then transferring it. I don't even have a computer anymore, so I'm transferring all to my iPhone. That way, and then once I get it on GarageBand, I've just been like using that to get it online.
Well, that sounds great. Let's listen to Nobody's Doll here, and we're here with Zia Chavez from Untuck. Abrupt ending there.
Yes, just how I like it.
Pretty cool. So you have a new drum machine or something like that?
No, it's an old drum machine. It's part of the 10 track that I have. It's like, I think I bought it in 2002 with my Guitar Center credit card that I never paid off. But yeah.
Really? Is it still jacked up there?
No, I paid it off. I'm pretending to be naughty.
Do you also play drums?
Very basically, but not enough to. I'd rather leave that to the pros, and I've been lucky enough to like play with a lot of great drummers in my life. So I really love drums, but I appreciate it too much to do it myself.
It's really hard to play drums.
It is, yeah. I think.
All right. So you're off work the start of this week or what?
Yeah. I got a 3-day weekend, so I'm going. I got the yeah. I go back to work Wednesday, so yeah, I got a couple days to party.
All right, maybe we'll go out tonight, but I gotta get up at 5 a.m.
I think I have something I could give you to help you with that.
Yes. All right. birthday celebrations tonight. All right, hey, you want to play some music here? Zia is playing all the tracks from here out.
Ooh, yeah. The next track I want to play is that Fur Bible. It was pretty much the Gun Club without Jeffrey Lee Pierce. It was right after the Las Vegas story. So you got Patricia Morrison, Mom, you know, and then Kid Congo, and I forget the name of the other guitarist, but they were one of the guitarists from Susie and the Banshees, but not John.
They're from L.A.?
They're from L.A., but I think they were, like, just around for a short bit when they were, like, in Europe touring when Gun Club fell apart.
Okay, great. So we're stoked to have Zia Chavez in, and we're going to hear Fur Bible, right? What's the song name?
This one's Plundering the Tombs.
On your eyelids, well, you're stepping out of your soul, stepping out to crawl right back into your hole. You're staring at me with that flag on your sleeve, still beating your chest just like all the rest. Stars and stripes, yeah, under your knees, twitching, bleeding for
symphony. You're grabbing my skin and pulling my legs, swinging. Yeah.
that a cover?
That was. That was the Dion and the Belmonts cover by the great Swedish punk band TST.
I looked that up. What does it stand for? I forgot.
I don't know, actually. I think it's something Swedish.
Yeah. Well, that was a fun set. What else did we hear, Zia?
Oh, before that I played, I know it wasn't, I guess it's probably not punk, but
Jesus
and Mary Chain, Taste the Floor. I just love that noisy guitar, that era of them is so loud and like feedback guitar. Oh,
that's from my childhood days.
Yeah.
You're not as old as me, right?
I think I was like 6 when that album came out, but I probably didn't hear it till I was a teenager.
And it is Zia's birthday. We're here with Zia Chavez, right?
Hello there, Zia. This is Zia McChavez. How you doing?
McChavez. You know what? I can't tell the story, but what's this funny story about getting mixed up with Zia McCabe?
Oh, no, I don't want to say that. No, I've been to a few parties where someone will say, Zia's here, and I'll overhear some of the people being like, oh, Zia McCabe, oh. Like, you know, I don't know. And I'll be like, oh, no, it's the other Zia, the other asshole.
I'm out of here.
I've never met her. I'm sure she's lovely.
I have once. Yeah. We're talking Zia from Dandy Warhols. I'm sorry I got to confuse your name with her.
I think you thought you were booking Zia McCabe, but you got Zia Chavez. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, they're both so dreamy.
Oh. Man. All
right.
My heart.
You live in town here in Portland. Do you have roommates?
Nope. Got my own place.
So lucky.
Oh, yes. I work hard to keep it that way. Living alone now.
How long have you been a Portland resident?
I moved here in 2008, so about 18 years. I moved here when I was 28. So I'm getting up there in age. Yeah.
Almost the second part of your life here.
Yeah. I'm definitely in my midlife crisis era.
Really?
Yeah. That's our end of life. I don't know. You never know how things are going these days. I don't plan on living much longer, Matt, I'll be honest with you.
Me too. I'm
tired.
Okay, so you got some other songs picked out here.
Oh, yeah. Traidora! They're from the UK, I believe, but Eva, the singer, she's awesome, and everything's in Spanish, just hardcore, just trans hardcore that just goes hard. And this is going to be a live song. The original recording was when Eva just had like her one woman band, and now it's she has a full band, and they're burning up. They're playing. They just played some big festival. Was it Roadburn? Anyway, they just played some big festival, but they kick ass.
I see you have a Traidora shirt.
I do.
Pretty killer. All right, let's play it. We're going to hear the song, is it in Spanish?
It's in Spanish, yeah.
Tengo un...
where is it at?
Cuchillo entre mis piernas.
Sí, señor.
Oh, man. It's
okay, I'm Mexican, I can say that.
Do you speak Spanish?
Very badly. I know all the bad words.
I speak a lot of Spanish at work.
Yeah.
Okay, here, let's
I
rock
should.
It.
No. Yeah.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
Yes. Thank you, Zia. And Zia Chavez is our guest this week on Life's Punch.
Hi, guys.
You folks that are longtime listeners, or reoccurring listeners, thanks so much for donating last week. Thanks, Jessica, for donating $50 from London, and James, and JP, Ooh. My buddy.
Yeah, JP.
And we're going to be moving the studio here. So I'm glad you got to visit this spot.
Me
here.
Me too. It's awesome down here.
You have been on X-Ray before, right?
Yeah, I've been on. I was on a show previously.
So you have some experience.
A little bit, yeah. It's the pandemic stuff. So this is the first time being in the studio, though, so I love it.
All right, Zia, what did we hear?
Oh, the most recent one we just heard was from Ava. They're from here, Portland. They're a force of nature, and if you ever get a chance to see them, they don't play much, but when they do, they also have an awesome Nirvana cover band called Avana. They are amazing. They played all the instruments on that last song you just heard. I love them so much.
Raiza?
I'm not sure how to pronounce the last word. I know Ava is how they pronounce first, and I forget. I never asked them about the other part, but they're awesome. I love them so much. And then before that, you actually heard me, my old band Quat, from about 10 years ago. That was me singing and playing guitar with the Full Assimilation.
Heck yeah. And
before that, Super Heroines. That was Eva O's band before she got involved with Roz Williams and stuff, just like old school LA death rock from like early 80s. Two girls, one guy. You know how that goes. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think I saw you when the last time that Christian Death, when they played here, I think that we were hanging out there.
Oh my God, yeah.
The Bossa Nova.
Yeah, Atriarch was awesome with that show, but
yeah, they are.
That new Christian, it was like a Candor's version of it was is it okay to talk shit about?
Oh, yeah.
Can I say that?
Oh yeah,
they were horrible. I didn't even I tried to give them a chance. It was bad.
How about D-Robot?
Oh, I did.
I'm no sorry.
No comment.
But Atriarch, they're great, and they're
Atriarch. I love Atriarch. Yeah. I feel like when I first moved to Portland in 08, they were just kind of getting going, and like that was the first time that was my first time meeting Max back in the day, before me pre-transitioned Zia. Atriarch's rad. So, yeah, so heavy.
Also, Andrew's in that band.
Oh yeah, Andy's in that band. Yeah. Love Andy. Love you, Andy.
And Lenny.
Love you, Lenny.
Yeah.
And what's the guitar player's name? He's cool, too.
I don't recall. But they rock.
They rock. Yes.
Okay, and then now it's Tridora back there.
Oh, and Tridora, yeah. They rule.
Okay.
Rock and rule.
All right, Zia. What else you got planned for your birthday week?
Pretty much just recovering tomorrow before I go back to work Wednesday. So, ladies, gentlemen, thems, hit me up. Aim to please.
Whoa!
Woo! Yeah. This is a call. No.
Start of the week, birthday parties.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Never mind. I can't say that. I just got married yesterday. I forgot, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, last night I met your friend Switchblade now.
Oh, yeah.
You were mentioning about them.
Switchblade and L. Yeah, at my birthday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, L. L was a guest of ours in here a couple of times.
L's awesome. I love L so much.
As well as Sasha.
And yeah, Sasha rules too.
Where's that new tattoo you got from L?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
Little heart ashtray with the cigarette coming out in it. Really classy stuff, you know?
Yeah, look up Alika, our friend with, is it Rose? Wait, Stuck on a Rose tattoo?
Stuck on you like a rose tattoo, I believe.
Yeah, see, here's my tattoo from L. I got it a couple of years ago.
Whoa, that's rad.
All right, so we got some more.
It's a picture of Roy Orbison on your ass. No, it's not.
don't take a picture of it, though.
No, okay. burned forever in my memory there.
All right, so you know those folks from Bottom Blade?
Oh, yeah, so Switchblade is in one of my favorite Portland bands, Bottom Blade, and we're going to hear them next. They rad. They got the riffs. They bring the riffs.
All right, let's
These
hear
cats,
what's,
I'll tell you.
What's this stand for? Q-O-T-B-B.
Switchblade might kill me if...
You can't say it?
I mean... I would reach out to them, and I don't know if Switchblade once is. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a rad little ditty, though.
All right, here's QOTBB by Bottom Blade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, you're listening to X-Ray FM.
That was who?
That was Rudimentary Peni with the gardener.
With the gardener.
The gardener, the most evil gardener. I love that song.
They're great.
Good stuff. Yeah. Oh, before that, there was Crier. Speaking of, we mentioned Andy earlier. Andy and Lenny and Max too, but Max isn't on that recording. I think Andy made all the music for that recording, but Max is in there now. But they're also a rad Portland band that's you need to check out when you, next time they come around. Next time they play shows here.
And she's mentioning Andy Stromstad, who was a guest on here. Look in the archives and listen to all my past shows. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have guests. This is Lisa Punch. We're on every Monday at 10 p.m. And my guest this week is Zia Chavez, and I'm Matt C.
Hello.
You can also, if you want to send me an email, it's at lacedpunch@gmail.com, and maybe I'll send you a sticker in the mail, or you know, give us criticism on the emails.
Be gentle, please.
All right, Zia, you got any pets?
I don't. I'm allergic to pet hair, but I'm still good friends with my previous housemate, and had a cute little dog that I really miss. But
you had to kick them out because of the dog.
No, I just had to get in my own place eventually. But we, you know, we still talk. They were there at the party last night too. Not the dog though, unfortunately. But you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you should have been there with us last night singing karaoke at my
wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, Ming Lounge Sunday nights. That's where you can find us.
Oh yeah.
Late night on Sundays. Mm-hmm. When do you show up? She's like, I don't even get there till 11.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you're getting there later than I usually get there, like around 10, because you know, they say it's opened earlier, but I feel like if I'm there by 10, they're open for sure. But yeah, they'll probably kill me for saying that.
Okay, now Zia has picked out most of the hits for the longs. The
oh yeah, what's next? Oh, we got Clitorati. I don't believe they're around as much anymore. They're a rad band. One of my favorite people in this town, Melissa White, plays guitar for them, and I love this song. And one of my older bands, we played a few shows with them, but yeah, they were rad. Rad band, yeah.
So we're going to hear Trans is Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
By Clitorati.
Yeah.
right, who's that, Zia?
That was Belphegor. It's like early mid '80s, kind of dancey, like, death rock band. I feel like they're almost kind of like a heavier Billy Idol, but it's just the one album as far as I know. But like, it's really, really good stuff.
Well, those were really great tunes you picked out tonight. That was super fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, yeah.
Coming close to the end here.
Oh yeah, we got some shows. Good shows happening this weekend.
And I see you have that Death Charge queued up.
Oh yeah, Death Charge. Love that band. I'm gonna play the Too Late to Fall in Love. That was like my song of the year a couple years ago when it came out. I just love that song. Oh my god, it's so good.
Did you play with them before?
And both of us, I played with them a couple times. Oh, they just put on such a good show. They're so cool and just like, I love their sound. They're so good. Maria really turned me on to them, and I was like, ugh.
And the fog,
and just the way they're backlit, and just, it looks so cool. It's like, ugh. Love those fools.
Death Charge is going to be playing this Thursday night at Coppin Club.
Yes, with Community FK and Mood of the Sinner. I saw Mood of the Sinner a couple years ago. They were really young, and if I remember correctly, maybe their sound has changed, but it definitely had like a Christian death thing going on. But you know, bands can change. But seeing that lineup, I doubt it's much different.
That's cool. So maybe we'll catch you on Thursday night at Coffin Club for Death Charge.
Possibly, yes.
Also, I wanted to announce a gig on Sunday at Blackwater. Ferocious X from Japan is going to be playing with Frenzy, Crucified Class, and Siegefire.
Damn.
Okay, Zia, it's been great having you in here.
Thanks so much for having me on, Matt. This is awesome.
And we'll play our final song here. We'll see you out there. We'll see you out there, Zia.
Oh, I'll see you too, Matt. Good night, everyone. Here we go.
Love you.
Love you.
young now.